Last hour, we focused in on boys wrestling, girls and boys bowling, and boys swimming. This hour, of course, we'll focus in on the basketball from last night as we had a busy night on the hardwoods. We'll start with girls basketball. Carroll rallied back to beat Kemper in the second half, 41-36 for the Tigers last night. Bella Lou had 9 points to go with 5 rebounds and also 2 assists. She had a great defensive game in the second half as well. Allie Cook added 9 points and 9 rebounds for Kemper. Elsa Tiefenthaler finished up with 13 points to go with 5 rebounds. It was Olivia Schenkelberg with 4 points and 8 rebounds. Arweva Falls to Xyro Crin-Kimbleton 70-29. For the Spartans, Jalen Peterson with 21 points. Harlow Miller would finish up with 14 for Arweva. Gabby Hunling had 12 points with 5 rebounds and 3 steals. Hallie McCullough added 6 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 steals. It was at Glenn Ralston, Downing Woodbine 52-30. Chloe Peters had 17 points and 4 steals. Cassidy Wink added 9 points to go with 6 steals and a couple of block shots. Ike Manning rolls by Tri-Center 58-27. Keegan Ashide with 20 points, 7 rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. Anna Stangl added 22 points and 5 rebounds. Esat County falls to Woodbury Central 43-36. Sarah Bontrager, 13 points, go with 6 steals. Reese Ashinger added 14 points, go with 4 rebounds and 2 block shots. It was South Central Calhoun falling to South Hamilton 57-37. Blair Schleichman led the Titans with 20 points. Macy Dorman would finish up with 13 points and 7 rebounds. And Peyton Chernan falls to Bouyer Valley by a final of 72-11. Isabel Rice and Maggie Reed both finished up with 3 points. We move over to the boys' side of things. Audubon falling to Underwood 62-48 that final. For the Wheelers last night, Aiden Kiergaard finished up with 17 points and 3 steals. Brody Schultes added 16 points. It was Glenn Ralston losing to number 3 ranked Woodbine 75-41 for the Wildcats. Grayson Renzi had 9 points. Carson Peters would finish up with 7. Peyton Chernan loses to Bouyer Valley 52-35. Blaise Schilling had 9 points, 7 rebounds. Phoenix Hartman would finish up with 6 points. It was Arweva knocking off Xyro Crin-Kimbleton 63-42. Derek Thompson led the Rockets with 19 points, 10 rebounds, 4 steals. Hayden Stoddard added 16 points and 6 rebounds. South Central Calhoun rolls past South Hamilton 61-34. Garrett Krause had 23 points. Evan Myers would finish up with 10 points. I.K. Manning loses to Tri-Center 78-46. Ben Ramsey 18 points on the night. Brock Kuzo would finish up with 11. It was Esac losing to Woodbury Central 52-35. Zach Jacobson had 11 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. Carson Schmidt added 3 points to go with it, 10 rebounds. In our other scores from last night in girls bowling, it was Kemper falling to Gilbert 1,868-939. Kemper bowled with 4 bowlers compared to 6 for Gilbert. The Knights, though, won the boys matchup 2,499 with Gilbert bowling a 2,368. In boys swimming, Carroll hosted both Bishop Garrigan Spencer and Fort Dodge. Tigers would finish in second with a 290. Spencer won the meet with a 337. We move over now to wrestling on the boys' side of things. South Central Calhoun, Missouri Valley, and Cherokee were at MOC Floyd Valley. The Titans went 3-0, beating Cherokee 63-12, knocked off MVAOCOU 72-11, and also MOC Floyd Valley 59-26. Coon Rapids Baird and Nottoway Valley were at Panorama. It was Coon Rapids Baird beating Panorama 54-24, while Nottoway Valley knocked off the Crusaders 41-35. Iowa Falls last night in a matchup against number 7 Michigan State as the Spartans would pull away in the second half for a 71-52 victory. Elsewhere in top 25 college men's basketball, number 1 Purdue beat Rutgers 81-65. 4th ranked Duke over number 15 Florida 67-66. 5th ranked UConn knocked off number 21 Kansas 61-56. It was Syracuse over number 13 Tennessee 62-60. 16th ranked North Carolina down number 18 Kentucky 67-64. And 24th ranked USC got by Oregon 82-77. Ohio State remains number 1 with Indiana at number 2 in the latest power rankings in college football. Georgia's at number 3 with Texas Tech at 4. Rounding out the top 12, Oregon, Mississippi, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Alabama, Notre Dame, BYU, and Miami. Two games in women's top 25 basketball. It was number 16 USC over St. Mary, 79-33, and top ranked at UConn, rolled by South Florida, 85-51. One local sporting event today, it'll be the Kemper boys and girls bowling team down at Red Oak. That gets underway at 12:30 this afternoon. Some of the best things are accomplished because of the power of teamwork. Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop in Carolina Atlantic. It's your teammate from the lawn to the field and everywhere in between. Stop in today. Let Olson's Outdoor Power be your one-stop service and equipment shop. This week's Olson's Outdoor Power of Teamwork team of the week is the South Central Calhoun boys wrestling team, going 3-0 last night. You'll find a photo of our Power of Teamwork team of the week across our Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages later today. That's sports here on the CB Sports Network. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.